Strength doesn't come from doing what you already know how to do. It comes from doing things you once thought you couldn't do. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about how to overcome obstacles in your life. Enjoy.
You know, it's pretty self-evident that life has got its rat's nest of miseries, and that's for sure. And maybe you could even make a categorical statement that life is mostly a rat's nest of misery. You know, and you could make a pretty powerful argument for that. But then there's a counter question, which is, well, what if you tried not to make it any more miserable than it had to be? Right? Then what would it be like? And my suspicions are is that a lot of that misery, I would suspect that most of that misery would go away. Because it's the unnecessary misery that really brings you down. You know, it's like, well, if someone has cancer, it's like, that sucks. But it's not like you can say, if only we had done this differently, then that wouldn't have happened. But when someone's out, like, torturing you in a malevolent way, or maybe you're doing the same, you can always ask yourself, well, is this really necessary? Is this just, like, a useless add-on to the miseries of life? That's what disheartens people. And so even in your own life, if you aren't suffering from self-imposed misery, and you're only suffering from inescapable misery, maybe you could handle that, and, you know, you could survive, you could bear it, and even maybe without becoming irredeemably corrupt. So the goal would be, well, yeah, life is a rat's nest of miseries, and maybe it has no ultimate meaning. We could say that if we're feeling particularly pessimistic, but it still leaves one question open, which is, if you didn't do everything you could to make it worse, how good could you make it be? And the least answer is, well, it could be tragedy, but maybe not hell. And I think that's right. I really believe that. That's the most pessimistic proper statement. The worst case outcome, in the worst of all possible worlds, is that your life could be tragic, but not hell. And that's a lot better than hell, right? And you think, I could give you an example of the difference. You're at your mother's deathbed. Well, that's tragedy. Here's another scenario. You're at your mother's deathbed, and all you and all your idiot siblings are arguing. Well, that's the difference between tragedy and hell. And you might be able to tolerate the first circumstance, and maybe it would even bring you closer together with your family members. The second one, no one can bear that. You walk away from a situation like that, sick of yourself and sick of everything else too. And you know, it's often the case that tragic circumstances bring out the dragons, because the stress is high and all those things that people haven't dealt with, they don't have the energy to repress, and all the bitterness comes pouring forward. It's like, seriously, man. So that's actually it's a rough lesson, but it's a good hallmark for figuring out whether or not you've got yourself adjusted properly and in relationship to your siblings. It's like, if you were all gathered around the bed of someone close who was dying, could you manage it? And if the answer is no, it's like, well, put your life together, because it's going to happen. And you should be the person who's there that can do it and do it properly. And then maybe you'd find that it isn't the sort of thing that will undermine your faith in life itself. And I've seen both of those situations, you know, ugly, ugly, ugly situations, you know, murderously ugly situations. And then they're opposite, where people have had terrible things happen to them as a family. And, you know, they pull together and they rebuild their damn ship and they sail away. So that seems to me to be a lot better. I don't care what sort of psychotherapist you are. You're always teaching them the same thing. You're the thing that can, you're not the plan. You're the thing that can confront the obstacle to the plan. And then when you know even further that the obstacle is not only an obstacle, but opportunity itself, well, then your whole view of the world can change, because you might think, well, I've got this plan, something came up to object to it. It's like, it's possible.